Tell me a little bit about the development process for this game. How the game plays so well on the iPhone and the iPad. Was it as seamless a development process as a lot of people think when they play, or what were the steps that were involved?
Development is always exciting. It's why I've been in this industry for as many years as I have. The great thing about it is we work directly with Avalanche. We use the Octane engine, which is the same engine that console uses, which is great because we get the great, the Infinity look down perfect. We get all the assets that they use as our starting point. The challenge is we've got to squeeze all that power down into little tiny phones. And so that's where, for us, it gets to be both fun and exciting. When we pull it off well, we're like, man, that's amazing. It's working on the phone. Look at that, you know. And then other times we're banging our heads against the wall going, why would you ever have a billion particles in a particle effect? That'll never work for us, right? So then we have to figure out clever ways to get around stuff like that. But from a development standpoint, it's a really exciting challenge that we enjoy.
Let's talk a little bit about the iPhone gameplay. How well do you think that it works, and how much of a challenge was it to get all of that? You know, the iPad is one thing, but the iPhone is a completely different thing. So how much different was the development for getting things to play the right way on the iPhone?
It was a huge challenge. It was probably one of our biggest challenges. When we sat down to kind of make sure that we could get it to work on a phone, one of the things we looked at was, you know, how we're going to make this work on a 3.5-inch screen. The controller has, I believe, 14 different inputs and 2 thumbsticks. Gives you a lot of options, and our designers for the console game, you know, use all of them. So for us, it was like, okay, how can we do that and get it to sit on a 3.5-inch screen and make sure the screen isn't cluttered with a lot of buttons? So we ended up using gestures for attack, jump, and both attacks and our jump, and then combinations of holding those and releasing those, very similar to console. I think for what the limitations we had, I think it came out pretty good. There's a few people that are like, oh man, these are horrible. Why would you ever do that? Why would you just put buttons on the screen? It's because we didn't want to put 14 buttons on the screen. and so when you say it that way, it's like, oh man, yeah, you're totally right. but it does take a little bit of getting used to. I think some things feel really good. I think swiping up and holding to go into a hover as Iron Man is something that feels really good. I think swiping up and down to do a Hulk smash ground pound is feels really good. So I think there were some hits with that, but there's always room for improvement.
Okay, well, you guys had to make, you know, some sacrifices, you know, trying to get everything to work. One area that you guys really didn't have to sacrifice much is features. Can you just talk about that?
Yeah, no, we were really excited. The game's big. It's a very big game. It's one of the biggest games you're gonna download on your phone. But we did not have to sacrifice features. We were able to allow the full toy box experience. You can download people's PS4 levels potentially right onto your phone and play them, and that's a great experience. You can share with the community your levels, so that's really important to us, having that relationship with the community and being a part of the community and not being siloed just as the iOS group was really, really important. In addition to that, we were able to provide the Toy Box games, which include Assault on Asgard, Escape of the Kiln, Stitches, Tropical Adventure, and the Brave Dungeon Crawl as well. So all 4 of the Toy Box games are there. So if you're not the kind of person that wants to get building right away, you can play any of the Toy Box games. And then on top of that, we actually added a unique iOS mode, which is the daily challenge. So every day you get a series of 5 incredibly increasing levels, and you just jump in, and it's a dungeon crawl, and you just try to destroy all the enemies before they get you.
I have to ask a very, very important question. It might change the entire mood of the interview, but
oh no,
I'm being sarcastic. Jasmine is a new character. She's super awesome to play with. She's like this super cool combination of like Bruce Lee and somebody that throws like cyclonic carpets. Can we play with her on the iOS version?
What was that?
Can we play with her on our iPhone? If we own the character.
Yes, you can.
I think I just heard like 1,000 fanboys just scream up and down. So. Okay.
Yeah, that should be available actually right now.
Okay.
So you could either buy her digitally, or you could use your web codes and unlock her that way.
Can we just talk a little bit too about if someone doesn't own the game and they don't own any characters, how they can get into the game and give it like a test run before they really jump into the full experience?
Absolutely. You know, we want this game to satisfy both people that have played the console and are super invested in that, as well as people that maybe don't have a console at all, or maybe they didn't quite want to, you know, dip their foot into the massive, you know, toy purchasing aspect of the game. Some people love it. Some people are shy away from it. So we really wanted to give people a true free experience. You get to play the game for free. You get three new characters. They rotate every 3 to 5 days. Those are completely free. You're always getting somebody new. And everything else is completely unlocked. So, or not completely unlocked, but you can earn sparks to build anything you want. So as far as building goes, sharing goes, having characters to play with, you get all of that. If you like a character, you can get them a couple different ways. One, you can purchase them digitally. And that would be locked to your account. You would have that when you're playing your iOS version of the game. Or you could go to the store. You could buy the actual toy. And inside the package, it comes with a web code. That web code, you go back to the game. You press the web code button. You put in the web code, and it unlocks there for you to play with. If you ever do decide to play the console or you already have a console, that you can use that digital toy there. The experience doesn't transfer between console and iOS. You'd independently level up your characters, but any of the toys you unlock would transfer from your console back to your iOS.
Excellent. Also, you guys are about to tread in some unprecedented waters for the series. You're about to reveal 2 digital characters only. Can you just discuss that a bit?
Someone told you that, huh?
Yeah. Little birdie told me.
we're actually very, very excited. We're doing a digital exclusive of 2 Tron characters. We're releasing Cora and Sam Flynn. And they're pretty much as cool as you'd expect them to be. In addition to that, we're also doing a Tron vehicle pack, and that includes a flyer and a light cycle.
In terms of, I think we've discussed this before, but are you a little bit more excited about these Tron figures considering the fact that maybe if they really catch on digitally that figures might be made?
I think that's certainly an aspect that, you know, as the guy that does the digital games, mm-hmm. Would like to do more of. I'd love to take more more properties that, you know, maybe the fan base is like, oh man, this would be so cool. I mean, Tron is so perfect. Tron and Wreck-It Ralph are so perfect for video games, right? Because they started in video games.
Yeah.
So not having them in the video game, like Infinity, was just wrong to me. So being able to bring that to the digital product first is awesome. And then you know, being able to, you know, get the fans excited about that at the digital level and then potentially be able to see that, you know, kind of sway us into creating the actual figures is a super powerful experience from the user perspective and from my perspective and from all of us fans that love Tron.
Is there another character or property in the Marvel Universe or the Disney Universe that you say to yourself, oh, I'd love to get first crack at that guy?
You know, there is, and it's never going to happen. I shouldn't say never. It's totally, but it's a me thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's 2 characters that anytime we sit around and talk about it, I always want someone to make, and then for whatever reason, they don't end up on lists, right? Darkwing Duck.
Oh wow!
Is one. I would love to see a Darkwing Duck character.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm a huge fan of the 80s Black Hole. So even though we have blockheads that represent Bob, I would love to have like a little flying around Bob droid.
Very nice. Okay, last question from me. Why should someone play this on the iOS? Bottom line, like if someone just walked over to you one day and is like, hey dude, why should I play this on my phone or my iPad? What do you think you'd say?
Because I personally think it's the the best game for iOS that represents a console experience, hands down. And I think we put a lot of work into getting that experience working. So if you want to check that out, you should. On top of that, I think Infinity as a platform is a great product for anyone to be involved in. It unlocks your creativity. It gives you an opportunity to really play. No matter how old you are, you get to play like a child. you have no idea how much the multiplayer brings into it, because multiplayer is on iOS as well now. I was playing with our tech director one late night while we were testing multiplayer, giggling like little schoolgirls, throwing cherry bombs at each other and flying around in the Tron recognizer, right? And so, like, those moments you don't get in a lot of frankly, iOS games, let alone free-to-play games. And there's nothing stopping you from having that experience without paying any money, right? We want you to pay money because you're enjoying the game, you know, not because we're forcing you and grinding you and taking advantage of you. We think that the fun will win out.